Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This is insanity. We know from the work we do at America's New Majority Project that there are two things the American people feel about this shutdown. One, they do not want increased spending. Two, they do not want the government closed. So what do you have? You have the Schumer shutdown where Chuck gets up and says, I'm going to close the government to get more money. Now, that means he's on the wrong side of both issues.
So there you have Newt Gingrich highlighting what the left is trying to do. The Republicans have certainly successfully, in my opinion, labeled it the Schumer shutdown. And Senator Eric Schmidt is here to talk to us a little bit about where we are in this process. Senator, thank you so much for being with us here today. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show.
It's good to be with you again, Annie.
So talk to us about the Schumer shutdown. Is that fair? Is that a fair assessment of where the Republicans and Democrats are right now trying to get the government back open?
Yeah, and I think sometimes there's like rhetoric on both sides and you got to kind of parse through it. But this thing's actually pretty simple to understand, which is the Republicans have offered a clean continuing resolution effectively for like 7 weeks so we can continue to work on the normal appropriations bills. The Democrats have decided to reject that and hold hostage government funding so they can get $1.4 trillion worth of new spending, healthcare for illegal immigrants, all the sort of things that we did in the rescissions package that I actually handled. So all that crazy USAID stuff and funding NPR, they want all that in here and they're willing to shut the government down. And the reality is what this is really about is that they're being driven by this more radicalized base. Chuck Schumer himself is hearing the footsteps of AOC, who wants to run for the Senate against him. And so this is more about their politics than anything else. But the problem is, they're shutting down the government. So we voted again today. It's day one of the Schumer shutdown. We're going to continue to vote on this and give an opportunity for Democrats to come to their senses here.
Now, I think that it's important for people to understand what the Democrats are asking for. The advocacy that I continue to hear, Maxine Waters is another one who has just come out and recently spoke about they want health care for everyone as a highlight over the American citizens, of course. But the Democrats continue to make their priority. It's their vocal priority. I understand if it were kind of like the goal that they didn't want to actually say the quiet part out loud. But where are they advocating for the American people, the American citizens in this whole thing? I fail to be able to identify that place.
Well, yeah, they're not. I mean, this is really why they lost the election, because they're so obsessed with President Trump that they don't have a leader and they don't have a message. So they just continue to sort of lash out on anything that Trump wants to do or anything that Republican wants to do. The American people rejected that last November. I think part of this is they've not fully come to grips with what happened last November. They still can't believe that President Trump executed the greatest political comeback in American history and defied all the odds and gravity when they were trying to throw him in jail for the rest of his life. So some of this is their base is really still upset about that. And they want them to fight over everything, right? And this is just the wrong place to do it because, you're going to have the government effectively shut down. A lot of the things that they actually support are going to, be problematic when the government runs out of money. You're just not going to fund those things. Now, I think the Trump administration is going to prioritize making sure our military members get paid, making sure our law enforcement gets paid, making sure those Social Security checks and Medicaid and Medicare go out, the outward facing stuff. But you're already seeing today, Russ Vogt, who's the director of OMB, talk about how there's just some, because of some DEI challenges and constitutional issues, some, you know, some funding for some infrastructure projects in New York may not happen. So, you know, that's where this thing is all headed. And it really is kind of silly. And Annie, just kind of like a history lesson on this, just a little bit.
Yeah.
Typically, and whether it's Republican or Democrat, in the last 15 years, say 2013, or in the most recent round when the Democrats wanted to have DACA as part of a government funding and the government shutdown, the exit ramp to get out of a government shutdown is a clean CR, a clean continuing resolution, which is exactly what the Republicans have. We have not loaded it up with a bunch of our stuff. We're saying that in order to keep government running and, you know, to work on appropriations bills and do all the things that people want to do, this is the way to do it. So this is usually the way you resolve it. But the Democrats, again, are just stuck in this mode of the resistance as opposed to governing.
Yeah. And it's super obvious. If I'm looking for the Democrats, I was kind of talking a little bit earlier in the show, if the Republicans were in a minority and, you know, a very large minority, pretty close, as close as you can get, certainly in the House and in the Senate, it's not huge. The difference isn't huge. If the Democrats tried to put in something here, it was like, we're going to double the funding of Planned Parenthood in this CR. And Republicans were like, no, you're going to have to shut down the government. I just can't stand by that. I would understand the principle of that issue. I would understand that the Republicans have something they believe in, whether I agreed with it or not. And I would appreciate that the Republicans that were elected to represent their constituents in that way were standing on principle. It does not, I don't see where the Democrats can do that. It does really look like there is zero win that they're willing to participate in that might go to give Donald Trump a point on the scoreboard.
Right. And just this policy issue that they're advocating for, effectively, they kind of lost. So we did the rescissions package, and we could do it with 51 votes. We did the one big, beautiful bill with through reconciliation. We could do it with 51 votes because we have the House, because we have the Senate, because we have the White House. So the American people effectively had said, we reject Biden. Trump's coming back. We want this reform agenda. And then we delivered on it. And so really what this is a rebuke of the by the Democrats of the American people. They've not accepted the results. And so they're just being obstructionists. You know, we just had to sort of change the rules on how we deal with nominations, because this president, for the first time literally ever, every single one of his nominations for every single position, save Marco Rubio, who was number one, was filibustered. So we said, okay, well, we're going to have to move these in block because a president deserves to have his people in place. That didn't happen under Joe Biden. He had like 87% of his nominees at this point were by voice vote or unanimous consent, or there was some bipartisan vote of some sort. But the Democrats, again, in this resistance mode, fought even that. And to put that into further context, Annie, to just show you how unusual that is. So the Senate has three calendars that we operate on. We have the legislative calendar, where we deal with bills and this kind of thing. We have the executive calendar, which is confirmations and all that sort of thing, and ambassadors and judges. And then we have the impeachment calendar, effectively. So the executive calendar, which is where Clarence Thomas, right, his nomination, perhaps maybe the most controversial Supreme Court justice in my lifetime, he got 52 votes, meaning they didn't filibuster it, right? They didn't. And so now they're filibustering the general counsel of the Department of Transportation, right? Like, nobody cares about that, but it's just this, again, this obstructionist resistance mode that we're going to continue to kind of have to overcome. But on this government funding bill, the way out for them is just to vote to have 10 of them, or I suppose 8 of them, vote with Republicans and move on here.
You know, I think that watching the Democrats try to spin this, you can tell they've been spinning, but it's spinning their wheels now. That before, when they owned the media, Senator Schmidt, they could say things out there on the Capitol steps and then the reporters would cover it. And then the nighttime primetime shows on the agenda driven media would spin it some more. And it was very cyclical and it served a purpose. But it seems as though something has been pulled out of that. And I think that you are responsible for some of that with the pursuit that you've had against the censorship. Now, we just saw Donald Trump. He's fortifying so many of his legacies by suing these people. YouTube now was at like $24.5 million or something for censoring him. But you've led this charge their messaging structure that would usually, I think, prop up the Democrats being the good guys in this shutdown, I think they've lost it, and I don't think they know how to play the game with the rules that are there right now.
You're right. So media's been more diffused. That's a good thing. I think the censorship folks are in retreat, which is a good thing. I mean, still have to keep an eye on it, and I'm proud of the work we did in Missouri versus Biden. And, of course, the subject of that book, The Last Line of Defense, How to Beat the Left in Court, that's a New York Times bestseller, which is kind of crazy.
Congratulations.
But the people can get in, you know. But the one thing I'll also say is, like, you were here, Annie. When was that? 6 months ago or something?
End of April. Yeah.
Okay. So when I go from my office building in the Russell office building to the Capitol, what's kind of crazy about this place, which I had no idea until I was here 2 years ago, there's reporters everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, and you know, you've got to be on your toes and they'll ask questions about anything that's going on in the day or whatever. You know, they ask about President Trump's post or something, you know, whatever they're going to ask. And it's interesting. So I'm very accessible, and I'll come out of a hearing and there's a gaggle of cameras and I'll answer any question. They even know it. Like, even the reporters from the Washington Post, like, they ask the questions. They want so badly this to be the Republicans' fault because they're so used to doing that. But even they understand that this really is about Chuck Schumer, the Democrats, not voting to fund the government. Like, it's very obvious. If they were willing to do it, we wouldn't be in this situation. So even in the diffused media environment, you're right, your show, other shows where information now can get out there to people as opposed to the gatekeepers at the networks, even the network reporters are like, you know, they ask the question, they kind of get the joke. So anyway, it's hopefully we're going to get through this and continue to move, you know, with the work that the American people deserve us working on, as opposed to this nonsense. And by the way, I don't want to go too long, but I would just point out this whole thing is kind of stupid anyway. Like, the idea that every 6 months we got some government shutdown, people back home, it's ridiculous. They don't understand it. And I think it's stupid too. Ron Johnson from Wisconsin, who's a great guy, has a bill that says end the government shutdown act, which basically means if you get to September 30th, like we did, and you don't have all the budget bills done, you're just operating on last year's spending until you do, as opposed to the situation now where everything stops, parks, national parks close, and you got to do all this stuff that we're doing right now. I think that's a good kind of structural reform, because this, you know, every 6 months or every year doing this thing is just really kind of stupid.
It is. You know, we did a poll. We do a poll every day on our show. Very scientific, of course, with the Annie Fry Show listeners. We had about 300 people vote on it, and we asked our listeners, so consider the source, you know, if it shuts down, are you going to blame Republicans, blame Democrats, or I don't really care? 37%, over 100 of the people, said that they didn't care. I was wondering if it'd be above 10%. I was surprised that over a third of our audience was like, whatever. I mean, the idea is that you guys will get it figured out eventually, and it does seem like a lot of slap fighting in the interim. So, you know, I think there's trust that you guys are going to get.
No, I can relate to that. I feel like the people, because I'm back and forth every week, and you know, just the, like, normal, like, people, like, not Washington people.
Yeah.
You know, they're just sort of like, they just think this kind of stuff is just kind of performative. And but when you actually do, you know, when you start, the longer you get into this thing, we're at day one of Schumer shutdown. By the time you get to day 15, though, there are checks that start. Not on Social Security, those sorts of things, but there are some things that are going to be impacted, we'll see how it all plays out. But again, this is a relatively simple solution, but the ball is really in the Democrats' court.
Is it, Senator, if people are not being paid right now, is back pay usually provided? They'll get paid just eventually. Is anybody going to go without work and without pay in a finality right here?
No, it's basically you get the back pay, but you know, that's not fair to the people who you know, have nothing to do with this, right?
Yeah.
It's the politicians that are being stupid, and so we'll hopefully get that figured out. Now, I will say this though, if the Democrats really want to go down this road, you know, all the spending authority then shifts to the executive branch to make critical decisions about, with less money, what actually gets paid, right? So they're playing with fire here with some of their own, you know, programs they've established over the years, and we'll see how that plays out.
Well, I want to encourage people to check out your book, The Last Line of Defense, How to Beat the Left in Court. The benefits from your efforts here as the Attorney General in the state of Missouri continue to bless all of the people in this country. And the book, New York Times bestseller, congratulations on that. Senator Schmidt, we're always grateful for your time here. Thanks for being with us today.
Thanks, Annie. Take care.
Yep. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Senator Eric Schmidt from the state of Missouri, of course. We appreciate him each and every time. My favorite senator, my adopted senator.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I got an invitation from Governor Kehoe a little bit earlier in the show, and Senator Schmidt, boy, if you moved over to Missouri, those are two good folks. Two major upgrades from this Illinois resident right here. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about that poll. Is America getting back to cultural normal? Yes, no, or there's no normal. Annie Fry YouTube channel, go vote. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.